This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, public comments on LANL proposed electrical line due Tuesday, February 20th. CCNS has prepared talking points and a sample public comment letter you can use to craft your oral and written comments about the proposed 14-mile-long, 115-kilovolt electrical line across the Caja del Rio before it would cross the Rio Grande to Los Alamos National Laboratory. Public comments about the draft electrical power capacity upgrade project environmental assessment are due on Tuesday, February 20th. The sample documents you can modify are available on the CCNS website at nuclearactive.org. The samples may spark a deeper interest in LANL's proposal to increase the number of electrical transmission lines across the Caja del Rio from 2 to 3. The proposed third line would require new infrastructure, including the installation of new pole structures that would have the capacity to carry a fourth line. Importantly, the draft assessment states that the third transmission line would be located within a 100-foot-wide utility right-of-way across the Caja del Rio. Along the route, optical ground wires would be incorporated into the overhead transmission lines. LANL reveals that an optical fiber splice box would be mounted to a pole structure at an accessible location for future connection by others between the Norton substation and the Rio Grande crossing. LANL has not given any indication who are the others, nor where the future connection would be located along the 11-mile route between the Norton substation and the Rio Grande crossing. On Thursday, February 15th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Community College, LANL is hosting a virtual and in-person public meeting to accept public comments on the proposal. From 4 to 4:30 p.m., there will be a poster information session. At 4:30 p.m., LANL will give a presentation about the draft assessment. Following the presentation, public comments will begin. The hybrid meeting will start at 4:30 p.m. The connection information is available at environment.lanl.gov/resources/EPCU. This is the second public comment period on the proposal. Comments submitted during the first comment period do not have to be resubmitted. However, in order for you to have standing to object to the proposal, the Forest Service requires you to submit specific comments. The requirements are part of the Forest Service's pre-decisional administrative review process. For more information about how to place your objection, please see 36 Code of Federal Regulations, Parts 218 and 219. Please encourage your colleagues to get involved to protect the Caja del Rio and the Rio Grande. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.